Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning some wonderful progress that you've made in your dairy herds over the last 10 years. In 2025, we saw an all-time high for butterfat test in our milk of 4.25% here in the Central Order. As we look at the amount of protein that's in the milk that we're shipping, again, that has been on the increase as well, although at a much slower rate than what we've seen with butterfat. 10-year average for protein percent was 3.23%. And as we look at what the average was for 2025, we were just a little over 3.33%. So how does your herd stack up? Are you ahead of the game? Are you average? Are you below the average? Much harder to increase protein percent in our shipped milk than what it is butterfat, but there are still some things that we might be able to tweak that would help us with that. In addition to looking at butterfat and protein, we always look at somatic cell, and somatic cell has showed a nice decreasing trend over the last 10 years. If we look back at 2015 compared to where we're at today, we see about a 14.6% reduction in the somatic cell count of our shipped milk. In fact, for 2025, we averaged under 200,000 average somatic cell in our shipped milk. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.